It came from outer space to fill the world with terror, to bring you unforgettable suspense.
It's indestructible. It's indescribable. Nothing can stop it.
Shock Tales with Johnny Thunder.
The segment's starting? JT, quick, send me an outline. By the way, what movies are we watching this month?
What? Are we doing a show?
You
see- Who are you? Wait, how did you get this phone number? I thought I successfully blocked you on my last three burner phones.
Dude, there's no getting away from me.
No.
No getting away
Apparently
from
not.
Me. Hey, so where are we? We're in the last bar on the left again, huh?
Is that Yeah, hey, here we are, the last bar on the
Just
left.
Stumbling in again. No, it smells like spilled drinks, stale cigarettes, sex, and shame in here.
Oh, my God, another joke he's ripped off from me.
Dude, it's ripped off of me. You're just stealing these memes offline and posting them on and claiming that's your own. So
well,
I can
no,
just steal those just, from you and claim they're my own. So
it's appropriate, you know, but you can still steal away. By the way, congratulations, dude.
On what was that?
The home haunt. You won some sort of Home Haunters awards, didn't you? After crying that no one loves you. And
dude, I'm a major award winner.
What are the awards for?
What? Best static prop and best how-to video.
Is that your dead mom, the static prop, or what was it?
My static, but it was by the tar creature, man.
Oh, little tar creature action.
Dude, yeah, absolutely.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so see, everything's coming up.
Monster, tar creature, whatever you call it. Yeah, you know, wow. By the way, what was I supposed to see this month?
I don't know. There were movies. I came up with a couple of movies, and I finally watched the other one. But I know, dude, we have a real crazy random bag this month of flicks. We got a movie, a rape revenge flick. We have a giant killer wasp movie. And the first one is kind of a throwback to an 80s supernatural killer. So we're all kind of all over the genre bag this month.
Do any of these movies have altercations with the neighbor over zoning issues?
Well, if you would consider being kidnapped and thrown in a dungeon and repeatedly raped by a group of undercover, you know, freaks, then perhaps, I mean, you might have an issue with that zoning. Just don't touch my swimsuit parts.
Danger zone!
All right, first up, the movie is called The Drownsman.
What I'm seeing, it's in your head. This is different. You're seeing this man. This is an intervention, Maddie. People overcome their fears all the time. You need to understand that this is just a phobia.
We're gonna try and make contact with the entity you're seeing.
We open ourselves up to communicate with whoever it is that wishes to speak to Madison. We opened something! Please, not today, Sebastian. After us, all of us. So I gotta stop it.
Directed and co-written by Chad Archibald, along with Cody Callahan, starring Michelle Milet and Rye Barrett. Now, the plot is as follows. After almost drowning in a lake, Madison, our hero, finds herself bound to a life of fear. She begins to develop hydrophobia. Chris, $5 if you know what hydrophobia is.
The fear of phobias.
Exactly.
No, the fear of water.
Well, you were wrong. So, yes, it was the fear of water. So, anyway, so she's faced now with the vision of a dark figure that haunts her day and night, kind of like Chris Baker's text when he wants to call me. So, four of her friends attempt an unconventional intervention, which they accidentally open a floodgate to a dark place where none of them is safe. As all of them dive deeper and deeper into a dark history of this figure that haunts them, the figure reaches out and begins dragging them to a horrifying place from which they can never return.
Podcast?
Next. Chris Baker's basement? So this flick, you know, it's a little bit of a mixed bag for me because I've enjoyed other flicks from Chad Archibald and Rye Barrett. If you recall, they're the cats that were involved with If a Tree Falls, that slasher flick out of Canada a few years back that I really, really, really dug. They've done a couple other flicks. including Antisocial and House of Flies, which I've dug. And this one was a little bit unbalanced for me in the sense that I liked the premise and I really dug sort of this supernatural killer. It was sort of along the lines of maybe, say, Freddy Krueger or a Candyman, but this underwater sort of dimension instead of a dream dimension or, you know, bees or whatever other other shtick you want to run. So there's a lot of cool things in it. The character himself, the Drownsman, is really well done. Sort of this seaweed, wet, kind of big, hulking kind of monster dude. A lot of the shots underwater when he kind of pulls these girls into this water world, dream world, like Freddy, really well shot. These underwater scenes, really well done, really suspenseful and well directed. But on the other hand, the characters themselves come up short. And I don't think necessarily that the script serves them very well. I don't think they're very well defined. They're not really well developed as characters, and some of the acting is a little uneven. So while I can appreciate some of the things about this film, there's other things that I would say came up a little short. And it's interesting that, to me, if they would do a sequel, I think they could actually expand upon the cooler elements of this film. So if they do a part two, I think that it would, you know, draw on the cooler elements of the movie. Maybe they could focus a little bit more on the character of the Drownsman himself and maybe kind of tighten up the film. There's the sense of timing and the sense of what's going on in the film kind of drag. There's a lot of, you know, spots in the film where I was like, we could kind of move along or maybe edit this out. So
kind of like Shock Tales.
I will. Kind of like anytime you get to bang a chick. So I wouldn't say that this is the worst thing I've ever seen. And again, because I respect a lot of the other stuff that these cats have done, and I dig these guys. So, you know, I don't want to say don't see it, but by the same token, I wouldn't necessarily run out to try to check it out. But it's not necessarily the worst thing I've said. And again, I think the character has a lot of potential. So if they would do a sequel, I would be looking forward to that one. But otherwise, I think you could pass, or if you're going to see it for free, maybe do that, but otherwise I wouldn't try to seek this out.
Is it in the theaters or at VOD?
It's VOD.
Okay.
It was VOD, and I think there's also DVD, so you can check that out. I'm not sure about Beta or VHS. Sorry, Tennessee.
Okay.
I know. All right, moving on. The next flick is Bound to Vengeance, directed by Jose Manuel Craviato, starring Tina...
Finance.
Shelley, I swear to God, I still never ever understand that last name.
Her last name is Finance because her husband finances all her nonsensical activities. No?
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum. Anyway, go ahead.
So anyway, starring Tina Ivlez and Richard Tyson, in this rape revenge thriller, a kidnapped woman escapes from the basement where she's being held, not Chris's, but another basement, and decides to turn the tables on her captor in order to rescue other victims of this crazy man. She leads her depraved kidnapper on a wild hunt across the city to free the other girls he has held captive before their clock runs out. I actually really, really dug this one. I've seen a lot of mixed reviews on this flick, but in the rape revenge subgenre, you know, immediately the most popular people would probably know, say, Last House or I Spit on Your Grave. You know, you have to kind of go through a lot of the actual acts of depravity and the rape and the torture and everything else before, say, the last girl, the hero of the movie, escapes and gets revenge and everything else. This flick is balls to the wall 5 minutes into it. It starts off with you're in the setting of the girl is being held captive and immediately turns the table and takes control of the situation, which is awesome. She's sort of this empowered female character. And she immediately goes balls to the wall, uncovers what's going on, and tries to save all other similar victims that this guy's has taken. And she uncovers this larger plot, and there's some twists and everything else. It's really dark. It's really visceral. There's a lot of kind of gory stuff going on. There's a lot of murder. There's a lot of killing. It is dark. It is kind of depressing in some spots. And like I said, I've seen some mixed reviews about this. They're saying, well, the director really wanted to subvert this subgenre and turn it on its head and do something different. And a lot of people said that he didn't achieve that. To me, I thought he did. I really dug this. So I would recommend this movie. It's called Bound of Vengeance. Again, it's on video on demand right now. And originally, I think it was, I forget the other name. Was it called Reversal, I think. What I really dug about the movie, too, is the acting. The actress, Tina Ivne, Ivlez or whatever, has a TV background. And Richard Tyson, if you look him up, he has a film background. Both of them are basically pretty much the stars of the film and really, really carry the film. She's very sympathetic. There's a lot of flashbacks involving some earlier videotaped footage, which, again, I'm not necessarily a fan of the found footage nonsense, but it works in this context, especially when you get to sort of the big twist ending and you kind of understand what was going on all along. So it's dark, it's heavy. Thankfully, it kind of saves you from a lot of the more overt rape and torture and everything else you might see in some of those other films. But I would definitely check this out if that's the kind of thing you're into. If you're not into a darker sort of visceral film, don't check it out. But I really dug this. That's why I said to you when you asked what movies to check out this month, this was the one to me that really stood out in terms of acting and direction and the story. So I would look for that one. Yeah, so the next one was called Stung.
A no joke. Do you want to hear it?
Not really.
What is a bee's favorite movie?
No idea.
Wow, this place is a piece of shit.
You'll see it has its charms.
Hey there, put you in charge, huh? You got much experience?
Yeah, I'm good at serving drinks. I'm good at consuming alcohol, so really I'm overqualified for the job.
He likes you.
Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure I'd rather jump off a cliff.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, everything okay?
This party needs an autopsy.
Did you see that? There are these massive wasps flying around here. You should be careful.
Ow! They're like this. They're huge. Avoid everything here. It's bad.
Oh, poor baby.
Thank you all for coming. And for leaving the kids at home.
Help! I think something's bit him!
Get inside right now!
Oh, gosh.
What the hell just happened? Those bees.
They're not bees. Those are wasps.
Who gives a shit? Bees, wasps? How the hell can all of this be happening?
How do I know when you'll be back?
You don't.
So this movie is about a fancy garden party that turns upper-class prey into victims when a colony of killer wasps mutates into 7-foot-tall predators. It's up to Paul and Julia, who are two of the catering staff, to stop the creatures, fight for their lives, and try to get their romantical life in order. So this is one you actually saw, right? So it's basically they're having a party at these rich people's houses and killer wasps attack. Right? I mean, that's basically the plot.
Yep, basically. I think that's, you summed it up great, JT. Good job.
Okay, thank you. Here, I'm gonna crumble up my notes now since I'm done for the night. But so you saw the film. Why don't you share? Why don't you,
JT, I'll
share with us your brilliant
insight. My thoughts are, I feel that you need to watch this movie with a good buzz. This is a typical
good Lord
bee movie.
Oh, my God. Wait, did you actually prepare for this? You actually wrote shit for this segment?
This movie could be improved if Sting composed a soundtrack.
Oh, my God.
This movie could only be better if it starred B. Arthur.
Oh, my God. The only thing that would bring it down would be a raid.
Johnny, be good. Anyway, so all my
are you out of all? Are you out of all
puns? I'm used to puns.
Actually, you know what? If the movie had more of those puns, I might have liked it a little bit better.
I was very disappointed. I thought it was going to be just a ton of fun. I thought it was just going to be a kind of an over to the top.
Right.
I was hoping it was going to be like a Piranha style.
Yes.
Total nonsense.
Yep.
And I loved the wasps themselves. I mean, they were pretty kick ass looking. But everything was just a mess.
I have to agree with you because I appreciated the practical effects. I mean, there's a lot of real. You know, there was some CGI, but it wasn't the typical bad, crappy sci-fi movie special effects. I mean, there were a lot of practical, the puppets, you know, the as you said, the wasps and the attacks and everything were actual practical effects, which I admired. But dude, that's the same way. Again, anytime I see something, you know, advertised as a horror comedy, I immediately cringe because I
they were advertising this as a horror comedy?
Well, that's the other thing. I said, well, where exactly is the fun?
Where were the jokes?
It wasn't fun or funny. You know, Lance Henriksen is here. You know, God bless him. Dig him. He was the mayor.
Oh, okay.
But again, it's like, I don't know, are you trying to pay off the mortgage or just, you know, put some money in the grandkids' college fund?
His character was kind of flat. He didn't really have a lot of,
Yeah, so, I mean, overall, again, the plot is what it is. I mean, it really was nothing that really done to elevate it above a sci-fi flick, you know, except maybe the practical effects, which, you know, which were admirable. But otherwise, dude, it was just flat. It wasn't fun. I just wanted it to be a lot more, as you said, make it campy, make it crazy, do a little more fun stuff. But the dialogue was weak. The situations, again, we've seen, which is fine, but maybe do something fun with it. Make it funny. Have the characters a little bit more likable. And I really didn't care about the dude and the girl. And it just didn't work.
It was funny because it started out, it had all the typical horror movie kind of setup where it had, you know, that. You know, she takes off her shirt to give you a little TNA right out of the gate. You know, he's talking about smoking weed. Then they're driving out to the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And it's just like, and then once they get there, it was just like, what's the guy with the hump?
What's going on?
It was just bad. I stuck it out to the bitter end. Hey, but thank God they left it open for a sequel. Though,
thank God.
Because, you know.
I can't wait.
It could only go up.
Well, maybe the Drownsman can hook up with the wasps and have like water wasps and take over the country.
All right. Well, then why don't you wrap this up then?
All right, everybody. As always, thank you for listening. This is Johnny Thunder reporting from the last bar on the left saying, stay scared.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.